The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the things I particularly appreciate about this style of meditation practice is that the instructions in this practice for practicing on the cushion and in daily life are the same. There's no difference. And so the tool that I'm offering here and will continue to elaborate on, you know, it's amazing how much we can talk about something that is so simple on the surface. Over the next few weeks, we'll continue exploring kind of the ways to pay attention and also how to bring this into daily life. So there's this practice is really powerful for encouraging a continuity and an exploration of daily life practice. It's the same, you know, am I aware of what? We can be aware of and of what in this receptive way while we're driving, while we're chopping vegetables, while we're on the computer, while we're talking to somebody. This capacity to know what's happening is possible. So I want to hear a little bit, how was that and whether there were any questions? Yeah, and let's use the mics here.
So the thing that I was most aware during that practice was like anger. I have been actually very angry throughout the day today. Yeah, and I could just keep thinking about that strong emotion that is like inside me. And I felt that I was stuck there.
And okay.
Even though I tried to examine the relationship with anger, it was hard to, it is not aversion, because I was justifying the anger, and I was angry about the situations throughout the day, what happened.
Yeah, justification is more like greed for the anger, yeah, right, in a way.
Right. And it is not aversion. It is not, like, definitely not, like, neutral relationship either.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you have any advice on how to get, because usually meditation helps me calm my mind, but this time it was actually
okay, so in that case, you know, so so as you explore experience, you know, especially with reactive emotions, we need to learn how to navigate those in this practice particularly. There, it is possible to recognize, oh, anger's happening. Oh, this is what it's like. This is the human experience of anger. We can kind of get curious about it as a human experience rather than our particular anger. And so some of the same, if you find that trying to just recognize, oh, yep, there's anger happening in my relationship, that we just end up kind of just get pulled into the anger, then that's a useful time to step away from that particular experience. Maybe, first of all, I would encourage letting go of the thoughts. You know, some of the similar tools that we use for working with strong emotions in our usual meditation practice. Let go of the thoughts, feel it in the body, just see if you can stay present with it. And if it feels like even that is pulling you in, because sometimes if it's a strong emotion and you're feeling, you know, the physical sensations, anger, you know, for me often feels like a rising pressure and heat in here. And sometimes if I turn my attention to that, it just reminds me that I'm angry, and then I get caught back in the story again. And so having some tool to help you step away, mindfully step away from that experience. It's sometimes certain experiences, certain strong experiences, certain strong emotions are kind of like a magnet. They just pull us right in, and it's like the mindfulness is just this very weak little trickle. And the strong emotion is like this tsunami. So the mindfulness gets swamped. And so when we see that, and we can recognize, I think you could recognize a little bit, your mind was getting stuck in the anger. And so as we can recognize that, there's enough mindfulness to know you're getting stuck. And so when that happens, using another strategy. I'll give you a few. I usually don't recommend the breath in this case, in a strong reactive emotion, because the breath is often involved in reactive emotions, and so if we pay attention to the breath, it may, again, just remind us that we're reacting. And so I find paying attention to something not in this core area of the body. You might, if connecting with hearing is something you're familiar with, that's something that you can attend to. You can put your attention in your hands. Hands are often a relatively neutral experience that can have some pretty strong sensations, or maybe just the grounding of the contact of your hips, just something really simple and stable to connect with. Another very powerful tool in a situation where the mind is really stuck like that is a tool that I call useless gazing. It's using the visual field to interrupt the mind getting pulled into to thought and into an emotion, and we'll try it right now. It's a technique. I find it to be very, very effective if the mind is really stuck in something. So what we'll do now, I'll just describe it and do it as I say it. So look at some place where two lines join. Some corner, a corner where two things join. It might be the corner of a chair, it might be the corner of a window, the corner of a wall. Just look at something for a second. And then switch and pick another corner. And let your head move as you do this. And then switch and pick another corner. Let yourself connect and look. And then switch to another corner. Connect, see that corner, and then switch. Connect. See that, and switch. And we'll do this for about 20 seconds right now. Switching about once a second. What happens when you do that? Just anybody willing to say, yeah? Yes, and that's the key. There is that it's a really simple task, and you know it's simple enough, but you have to keep doing it. And so it occupies the attention and takes it out of that difficulty often. Did anybody feel a kind of a settling or relaxation? Just raise your hand. A kind of an ease that began to happen? Yeah, that often that happens with this exercise. Even in 20 seconds, we can really feel that. And so this can be a very powerful tool, especially when there's something like that that you kind of want to demagnetize from. Yeah. So we have to use our familiar tools in this practice. You know, the basic practice is relax, recognize awareness and receive. And then we have to have some wisdom about, is that possible? Can I actually receive what's happening, or am I getting stuck to it? And if I'm getting stuck, learning some skills for not being stuck. Yeah. Thank you for that question. Other comments or questions?
I had a question about a train of thought that takes you away from the meditation. So the usual technique would be that I've learned is to recognize that has happened when you are aware, and then come back to the breath. Mm-hmm. So in this practice, what would you suggest at that point?
So you're recognizing a thought. Partly the instruction there depends on how sticky the thought is. So if the thought is really sticky, then it can be useful to do something like come back to the breath. But what in that moment, the basic instructions for noticing when you've been lost in thought in this practice is, first of all, you recognize, I mean, we're practicing here, one of the things we're practicing here is recognizing mindfulness, recognizing the awareness itself. And the moment when we recognize that we've been lost in thought, in that moment, mindfulness is returning, and we can recognize the mindfulness. That's the first thing, to just recognize, oh, mindfulness is back. And in that moment of recognizing mindfulness is back, there's a little bit of a contrast between what it felt like a minute ago to be lost in thought, or a moment ago to be lost in thought, and what it feels like now to be aware. And so that moment can actually begin to highlight for us the experience of being aware. So it's a beautiful moment. It's a beautiful moment to recognize, because we can more clearly begin to see, what does it mean to be aware? Because we have this little kind of comparison with what it was like a minute ago, not aware. So that begins to help us to recognize, oh, am I aware? Oh, that's what it means to be aware. So that's the first thing to recognize, is awareness is back. And then often helpful to relax. That's the first thing, relax. The next thing would be to relax. Because sometimes, especially if the mind has kind of, let's say, charged out of the present moment, you know, it's gone out with some agenda or some reactivity of some kind. If it's charged out of the present moment, it's likely that it's constructed some tension in the system when it was wandering. And so in returning, in the mindfulness returning, you will feel the impact of the mind having been wandering. As the mind wanders or charges out of the present moment, it like creates a new landscape of experience. And we're waking up into that landscape. There may be tension there. And so it can be helpful to just have that first thing, recognize the awareness, and then relax. Once you've relaxed, then the next piece is just, and what's being received right now? What's here? Maybe it's a little bit of agitation, or maybe it's just body sensation, or maybe it's sound, you know, just what's here. There's nothing to come back to. We are aware already, and then what's being known in that awareness? Kind of like we become aware, what's already known? What's here? What's already here? But as I said, if the thought is really sticky, you know, if the mind is just kind of like stuck to that thought, then it's useful to use a tool like, oh, let me pick the breath. But I would encourage you to play with not immediately coming to a breath and just exploring the possibility that you can become aware of just what's already here in the moment that mindfulness returns. The more you play with this kind of practice, the more we actually see, I mean, let's say there's kind of different ways the mind wanders. You know, sometimes it charges out of the present moment with reactivity, agendas, emotions, whole stories are created, worlds are created. Sometimes it just kind of drifts out of the present moment. You familiar with that one? It just like forgets to be mindful and it just kind of, la, 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 oh yeah, that tree was really nice, oh well, let's see, what am I going to do, you know, it just kind of drifts, it's just drifting. And in the moment of waking up, sometimes what we discover when the mind has been drifting like that is the landscape that's been created is actually more relaxed than it was before the mind wandered. And if that's what's happened, any idea or agenda to do something is going to kind of lose the benefit. The mind had kind of wandered into some relaxation, but just got lost. The awareness got lost. So I would say way more than you might think, when the mind wanders, it's actually wandering into relaxation. And in the waking up in that moment, we can feel, oh, whew, actually the pleasantness of that relaxation. And then again, it's just receive. What's here? Oh, pleasant. That's what's here. Ease. That's what's here. So sometimes when, if we have any idea that we have something to do when we get back from wandering, we're going to lose touch with that benefit that we can get sometimes from the mind wandering and waking up to what it has been doing. So it's time to stop, unfortunately, but we'll continue this exploration next week. There's plenty to talk about.